listener production.
Hello, Emma Griffiths at your news briefing. The Prime Minister has stopped in Dubai on his way to Spain to thank Australian Defence Force personnel for their role in the evacuation of Afghanistan last year. Anthony Albanese will arrive in Madrid tonight to attend the critical NATO summit tomorrow. Mr Albanese says the war in Ukraine is expected to dominate talks.
Our values of maintaining a sense of order in the global environment is one that can't be taken for granted. It does have to be defended.
Meantime, the Foreign Minister continues her tour of Southeast Asia. Penny Wong has spent the day meeting with leaders in Vietnam and is off to Malaysia tomorrow with security and climate change top of the agenda. She says it's vital the country continues to build on its relationship with neighbours in the region.
We know that our futures are shared because we share this region. It's so important for me to come here, to do the work, to listen, because our futures are tied together.
At least 10 climate protesters have been arrested in Sydney after causing major disruptions. That includes a woman who allegedly locked herself to the steering wheel of her car this morning after blocking an entrance to the Sydney Harbour Tunnel. Acting Assistant Commissioner Paul Dunstan says getting her out of the vehicle wasn't easy.
Police were in position for such behaviour, and police rescue were on scene quickly, and they did cut that woman free from the vehicle.
And a man has been shot by police in Melbourne's north. He's been treated by paramedics.
Listener.